Merry Christmas and welcome to the show. By the time you hear this, it's going to be Christmas Day. And today's kind of special. We got another special guest. He's a smaller version of me. It's my oldest son, Cohen.
Hi. All right.
Again, Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope that you are enjoying time with your family, enjoying your gifts. Hopefully you got something good today. And then also I want to thank you for listening to the podcast if you are listening on Christmas Day. I know that you probably have a lot of stuff going on, maybe something even better to do, but you chose to listen to the podcast. So thank you so much for listening on Christmas Day. And today again, we have Cohen on the show. Just because I thought it would be better for this episode, especially since it's Christmas Day and maybe you just need something to do. And so you can answer these questions with us as well. Today we're going to ask the question, what if? And so we're going to talk about a couple of questions, kind of random, that we thought about. And again, what if? What if these things happened? You know, how would we react? What would we do? And so that's all we're going to talk about today. And we'll be right back after this break. Welcome back. Again, today we're going to talk what ifs. So for our first question, right, what if we lost power forever?
I think that just people would go crazy, like everyone around the world, like they would just not know what to do anymore. Because we rely on power so much.
Right. So, I mean, I think initially that would happen. But overall, I feel like things would be better. You know, like back in the day when, you know, I guess, like you worked on a farm. There's no power, right? You worked on a farm. You made all the things that you had. You know, we didn't rely on power for anything.
Like they just didn't know anything other than that, though. So they just kind of grew up and they did everything that
right. They were taught. I don't think life was simpler. I think it's probably just as hard, but in a different way. I mean, you had to wake up. You had, you know, you probably lived on a farm, so you had to milk cows.
Yeah.
Feed the pigs, maybe you grew corn or something like that, you know, and then you didn't, because we didn't have any power. I mean, I guess we would have money still, but money would be, I think, less of an object as well, because I mean, really, what would we, how would we track? I mean, I guess we could track it. It'd just be, again, harder than it was now.
Yeah.
So to me, it'd
like,
be...
that would be nice, you know? Like, people are really consumed in money these days, but at the same time...
That's why I think it'd be simpler, because we wouldn't need money anymore. You know what I mean? Like, again, if you live...
Just, like, trade stuff.
Yeah, you just trade everything you had. So it's like, hey, I have corn. You have carrots. I want carrots, so we can trade.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can go into town. It's like a giant farmer's market in town. And you would just trade everything, right? You want some meat? That guy has some cows. You can go kill a cow.
Yeah, but like, oh, that's hard too, though. Like, nobody wants to kill a cow these days anymore.
Yeah, but there'd be like a certain a guy that did it.
There's just okay, I guess so.
Like, but I would be the corn guy. You would be the carrot guy, or whatever you grew, and then there'd be the cow guy.
And we just, like, go back to just everybody has, like, their own businesses, but they... But we're just trading instead now.
Yeah, and I mean, like...
Instead of Apple
There's
Pay.
Still people that could be, like... Like, I could still be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, instead of being paid in money, like...
You get an apple.
Yeah, we get apples, or, you know, like... The meat guy's kid brings me meat.
Yeah.
The corn guy's kid gives me corn.
You're gonna get paid more than you do already.
Yeah, I'd probably be better off. I'd have more food. I could feed all of you guys because we'd have a
will
farm
work for food.
Yeah. And you guys could work on the farm. I'd be I mean, if you think about it, like in olden days, I'd probably be super rich because I got 6 boys. All of them are going to work on the farm.
Uh-huh. We're all going to keep the family name. We're
yeah. Like, our farm would be giant, and I'd be able to get so much stuff done way faster than, like, the guy down the street who has, like, 2 kids on his farm.
Okay, well, yeah. So, like, if everything, like, went back to that, I think people would start having more kids then. Because, like, these days, like, people, like, either don't want to have kids or they just kind of, like, have, like, a couple and then they just stop.
Right? Yeah, because then you, like...
Because if we went back, we don't have any power for anything else, so now we really need, like, more people to help.
Because if not, then you have to find people and pay them.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody wants to get paid in corn.
Yeah, no.
Or, I mean, I don't know, whatever, broccoli, I don't know. What else would you... You could tell that we don't live on farms. I'm running out of vegetables. Or like an orange. Maybe you have an orchard, so you have oranges
so you have
and
fruits
stuff.
And stuff.
So you need like a bunch of people to come and work. So like maybe they don't have farms, but they could come work on yours.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pay them in fruits and veggies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's what I'm thinking. Although on the flip side, you know, I think too, like you said, like people will go crazy right away.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I think it would be more of like an apocalypse. I don't think it would have been right to farming and being all thing. Everything is perfect and great.
True.
I think life would be super hard.
Yeah. Right. At the beginning, I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I don't think like all of a sudden there's no power. And then I guess it kind of depends on what power we're talking. We're just talking about like electricity.
Right. Cause I'm going based off of like TV shows I've seen. You know, like Walking Dead, like it sucked at the beginning, but then they figured out, you know, like once they got used to everything,
they kind of just figured it out.
Yeah, then things got easier because they could actually like plant food, you know, they learned how to make tools. Well, I mean, there were people that knew how to do those things. Mm-hmm. So there's like a blacksmith, he can make tools.
Mm-hmm.
So life gets easier. I mean, obviously they still have to worry about the zombies and like crazy people want to kill them.
Yeah, but they get over that.
But again, that's the flip side. I think, like you were talking about, is it would be kind of chaos and anarchy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'd be those like crazy people who are just going around still just like doing bad things.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I think people are good, and we would establish a society again.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was, you know, in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, things would be easier. Hopefully.
I think they'd be easier. Because I think that we rely too much on stuff. Like, and then kids don't get outside, right? So they want to talk about, like, America's obese and stuff like that. You're going to be outside if there's no power. What else are you going to do?
So.
You can't stare at a TV screen all day.
Yeah.
You can't look at your phone all day because after a day, everyone's phone would die. And if there's no power... Like, would you even be able to make phone calls?
I feel like that wouldn't be, like, a thing anymore. Like, after a while, even if you had, like, some kind of portable charger, or, like, we have, like you can still charge your phone with, like, solar power and stuff.
Right.
But it's just, like, since not everybody has that stuff, and maybe that stuff would be, like, a really high demand, so, like, only, like, really rich people will have it. But I think calling and things like that will just be... They wouldn't be a big thing anymore.
Yeah, because we wouldn't have the power to do it.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I think things would go back to being simpler times. Yeah.
Even if it could be like harder and certain, like less convenient, like we have to like wash our clothes differently and we have to.
Right.
You know,
we'd be a little bit dirtier.
Yeah, more.
Right. Back in my day, right? Like, I didn't have a like fancy we had
to
washing
actually,
machine.
We have to actually like work for stuff now, but you know, which is hard, but it's a nicer kind of simpler life.
Exactly. Yeah. That yeah.
That makes sense.
I don't know. And then like we wouldn't have to worry about freaking daylight savings time and stuff like that. Because nobody, when the sun comes up, it's time to get up. When the sun goes down, it's time to go home and go to sleep.
And we have no lights to stay up later, so you just have fire.
Yeah, you'd have to make candles and stuff again.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
Right? I mean, this is all assuming that we can't remake power. That was a stupid sentence, but...
Okay. Like, I got you. I know what you
mean. I mean, because if we did it once, we could do it again.
Yeah. Like, there's people around here that know how it works.
Right. Like, I mean, they figured it out.
But if there was some way, like, what if there was no way at all for us to have any electricity ever again?
Yeah, we blew it up, and there's no possible way
of it coming back.
Of making electricity.
I feel like we would find some other thing that's not electricity, I guess, but...
I mean, it'd also be a good form of population control because, you know, some people would just die off.
Because they couldn't handle it. Because
they couldn't survive. I mean, you think about, like I don't know how to make a fire. I'm not a Boy Scout. Like, you guys do. Like, you would keep me alive because I'd be like, make me a fire.
Done. I got one.
Yeah. Boom. No. Fire made. I got 6 boys that know how to make a fire. I don't know how, but you can.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I could teach you math.
There we go.
And how to change a tire on a car that we can't use anymore because there's no power. Because yeah, we'd have to like pump, but we could use cars for a little bit because we could pump out the gas and stuff.
Yeah, but
so that gas. That would work for a little bit.
For a while. And then maybe people would realize that this is stupid and yeah. We need to stop.
Like, you would conserve that. I think we would gasoline would be used completely different.
Like, we don't use the car unless we're, like, going really, really far away.
Right, but, and then it's like, why would you?
Yeah.
Because there's no power. Like, it'd be 3 times as hard to, like, get back.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have money... You had to have, like I said, you got to have bushels of corn.
Well, I just thought, like, how are we going to get all this farmland? Because everybody lives so close together these days. That's probably what would happen. Like, there's no people. There would have to be less people or, like, there would have to be more land because.
Well, that's where the chaotic part at the beginning comes in.
Oh, so, like, people just kill each other off until there's just enough people for farmers.
I think so. It'd be the purge. And everyone would, right? A survival of the fittest would kick in again.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just sit around at home. People are going to come and like... Because again, people are going to want to survive. They're going to need food.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't have extra food to last us very long.
Right. I think that's where our problem would be, too, because we have a lot of people. So I guess the people that have small families, like, they'll do good because they don't need as much.
But... If they have a lot of non-perishable foods.
Yeah, I guess.
And can fend for themselves.
Mm-hmm. But we have more people to fight, so...
Yeah, again, try to come and get me. I got an army. What do you got? You got one guy. I'll set my house up like Home Alone. Try to come at me.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to set up paint cans off the stairs. That we don't
have. We don't have stairs.
Yeah, we don't have stairs.
But I don't know. Overall, so again, what if we lost power forever? I think things would be simpler after the purge.
After, yeah, because I think at first it will be like really apocalyptic and crazy, but maybe after a while we'll get to your farm life,
right? So if you survive the purge, I would like to trade some corn with you. Well, maybe not corn, because I don't have a green thumb.
So remember this when all the power goes out.
So someday when we lose power forever, come on down to Miranda's and we'll trade some corn or oranges or carrots.
Mm-hmm.
What other things can you grow?
Oh my gosh. We're not
strawberries.
Okay.
Grapes. All right, moving on. So we got a couple more questions. All right, so I like this next one.
It's weird.
It reminds me of growing up watching Barney.
Barney?
Yeah.
This is what this question reminds you of?
Yeah, so there's a song. It says, if all, right? I think it's how it goes. If all the raindrops were lemon drops and gumdrops.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, what a rain that would be. So it reminds me of Barney growing up. I was older, but my mom used to watch kids, and they would watch Barney, and that song was on episode they would watch all the time.
I feel like I heard that song like once, but still.
Right. And so the question is, what if rain wasn't water? So this one is, again, very interesting to
me. Very weird, but, like, there is acid rain. Like, that's terrible. That would suck. But then there's also, like you hear those, like, weird, interesting facts that, like, whatever, other planets, like, they rain diamonds and stuff.
Right. Or so like, what if it was whatever you wanted it to be?
The sky rains diamonds and gold, but that would suck to get, like, hit in the head.
Yeah, but, like, you'd be like, oh, man, it's going to rain today, and you run inside, and after it pours diamonds, everyone runs outside.
And then grabs as much as you can.
And you got to get as much as you can. It's like the tornado machine at Chuck E. Cheese, right? You go in the machine, everything they turn it on, and you try to grab as many tickets as possible so that you can go and, like, get one thing of Smarties and a top that you really don't need.
Yeah.
But this is diamonds.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that if diamonds were so plentiful, like that, and people just had a bunch of diamonds because it rains all the time or something, then they wouldn't be worth as much, you know? Because, like, they wouldn't be rare anymore.
Right?
Unless you live in a desert. Because then it wouldn't rain.
True, yeah. So we'd be poorer than other people.
Or if that's not how it works. Because it's not water anymore. So.
I don't know. I'm
it only rains where diamonds are plentiful.
I don't know. It's just saying, what if rain wasn't water? So
if everything is normal.
I'm assuming that they accumulate in the clouds like rain.
Okay.
But when it rains,
it's not water anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Or maybe $1 bills come from the sky because I made it rain.
That was so stupid. Oh my.
Dad joke.
Oh my.
It's the same thing as diamonds. It would hurt less because they're dollar bills coming from the sky.
Paper cuts.
Ah, it's raining. I got a paper cut. I don't know.
Nah, I don't think so. That would be just like the Chuck E. Cheese machine, because then people would actually go outside and then start grabbing them as they fall from the sky. What else could fall from the sky?
What if you could make a machine, right, to make, you know, like when you do those science experiments in school where they're like, this is the water process.
Oh, the water cycle?
Yeah, and then they show you, and they're like, and then you make it rain?
Mm-hmm.
What if we can make it rain, but it would rain money?
Mm-hmm. I don't think they could do that. You're just printing money.
The water turns into money.
Oh, okay.
And rains from the sky.
And then people started doing things like that, like making little contraptions to make money.
again, we live in the desert. It doesn't rain very much. So I make a contraption, like you said, to make it rain.
I think that'd be illegal to be making money.
And then I could actually say, I made it rain.
Again? Are you kidding me?
Twice. I guess we could make it hail and quarters would come from the sky.
That wasn't... You tried.
Well, you brought up the diamonds and stuff.
Okay.
I was actually thinking that it would rain like Kool-Aid. So still,
like
it's
drinks
still,
fell from the sky.
It's still a liquid like water. Oh, okay. So like when you walked outside and you looked up and you opened your mouth, instead of catching water, you would catch Kool-Aid or root beer.
Or, yeah, like sodas or something instead.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool, actually.
But you didn't get all sticky.
Okay.
So you didn't have to come back in and take a shower.
But you could just, like, go outside, open your mouth, and, like, you'd be good now.
Yeah, so I would just, like, set cups outside.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime it rained.
That'd be nice.
Like, drinks on me. It's raining.
It's raining.
Who wants Kool-Aid?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's a good flavor.
Maybe, yeah.
Not cherry or grape.
So, like, companies that make all that stuff, would they, like, go out of business because it just rains now?
I don't know.
Or were those companies never started? Because since the beginning of time, rain has always tasted like this.
Yeah, it's like cloudy with the chance of meatballs.
Oh, okay. So, like, food now falls from the sky.
Well, it could be food. I mean, it just,
cool too.
It just says, what if it wasn't water?
Okay.
I mean, if it could be diamonds, it could be food. So it could be anything, like a three-course meal just falls down from the sky.
As long as they're not, like, giant foods that...
We're ending world hunger. True, as long as... Well, I mean...
Or, like, crazy foods, because I think that's what happens in, like, whatever Cloudy with a Chance of Meatball movie. Like, the food goes bad, or...
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, if you can't eat it all fast enough...
Or, yeah, what if, like...
It's going to go bad.
What if it rained cats and dogs?
Cats and dogs. You went there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So it just start, or like it rains animals or something.
Ooh, that would be rough.
Yeah.
Because then you'd have a crazy, out of control animal population.
Mm-hmm. Or that's you imagine just like all an, the animals came
like
from.
An elephant just fell out of the sky in the desert.
Like that's like a meteor hitting the ground.
Oh, that's sad. The animals wouldn't survive.
Or what if that's just like how animals were made?
Because I guess
cats always land on their feet, so that'd be okay. But
the cats would survive, and the lions, and the tigers. Mm,
that would kind of.
So anything that was
cat-ish.
Cat-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Latin for cat. I don't know. I don't know. I think this one, that one would be cool.
What?
Depending on what it rained.
Mm-hmm.
Like, losing power forever, that's something that could actually happen.
Yeah, but raining animals is never actually going to happen. And raining soda, well, I mean, maybe, but Kool-Aid maybe, but not soda.
Right. Like, this stuff, I'm not a scientist, but I'm pretty sure will never happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. As long as it's, like, good things that fall from the sky. Because, like, if rocks fell from the sky. Just rocks, plain out rocks.
Ninja stars. Ninja from the stars. Sky.
Knives.
Yeah. Again, I didn't think of any of those things till right now. Really, when I thought about this earlier, I thought Kool-Aid.
You immediately thought Kool-Aid? No, I started thinking of, like, things that could maybe actually happen, like the acid rain. And then, like, the diamonds, because that happens on, like, other planets or whatever, because of who knows what, but...
Right. That's so practical.
Yeah, I know you were thinking of like really crazy things.
Yeah, I'm like, this is what if? Like, what if it could be anything I wanted it to be? Mm-hmm. If all the raindrops were lemon drops and gumdrops.
So if candy fell from the sky.
Oh, what a rain that would be. As a child, I'd be like, oh my gosh, it's raining. And I'd freaking run outside immediately. And I would probably just like...
So do you think kids would be more healthy because they go outside more often? Or do you think that they would, all of a sudden they go outside and then, so they like ran and they got all the energy out, but then they started eating all the candy that they got. So now they're fat again.
I think we're going to lose power forever. And because of that, it starts raining food or candy. And then everyone is healthy because we're always running around outside doing stuff. Mm-hmm. But then we get a little snack.
So we don't.
Of something sweet. Or we don't. Kool-Aid. Have, yeah.
Or that's the only candy food we survive off of. Because we don't need to do anything else anymore. We just wait for it to rain.
Unless you live in the desert.
Then all your food is imported from all the plains that, or places that rain all the time.
Only places would be nice is somewhere you, that was cold because you live in a refrigerator. So it could rain like a cheeseburger and you could freeze it.
Just easily.
In the ice.
Mm-hmm. Now we're talking about what if power runs out and...
And then you could heat it back up with fire. I didn't know they were going to go together like this. I didn't think about that.
They're not supposed to.
I don't...
It's supposed to be two separate questions.
But apparently they're one.
They are one.
They go together.
Mm-hmm.
So... But I think, I don't know. I like that question because it could be whatever I want it to be.
Mm-hmm. It's really up to you in your imagination if rain is not water.
Right.
But water's pretty nice. So.
Water is pretty nice. But, I mean, that would be nice too. To know that it was actually pure, clean water.
Not whatever else could be in the rain.
Yeah, because of all the smog and... stuff in the air.
Acid rain.
Yeah, so we get an acid rain.
Again.
People that live by rivers can't even have fresh water. And then they go outside to get some fresh rain, but it's not fresh either.
No.
So. But that would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got one more question. This one, I don't know, I didn't think about this one too much.
I thought about it for like a second and then just kind of brushed it off.
It's a little out there. But what if, right? So what if we are the aliens? Right? There's like aliens on another planet.
And they found us.
Or there's... Yeah. They heard a radio transmission like... There's life out there. We're going to go and see if we can find it.
Yeah, they just made an amazing discovery. And that's why the UFOs are here and stuff, because they're all like, they're doing experiments on it. Because I think that if we found life on another planet, we'd do the same thing. We'd send a bunch of people there, like all the scientists, and we do experiments on all the animals and, well, aliens.
Oh, that's good thinking.
I'm pretty sure, because like the people we think of aliens are probably like, what if they're us? From the future. What? They're just coming back and doing experiments on us. That's not the question.
I don't know. But it's like, yeah, what if we are the alien? Like they were around first.
And so now we are the weird ones.
And they're like, what the heck is this? Who are these people? What if they looked like us? They weren't
weird and gross like we imagine them, and just they don't have big heads and big eyes. They're just us.
Yeah, so what if they're already here watching us,
living among us,
experimenting.
Mhm.
And we don't even know it. Cuz
I don't know.
Well, then I guess that would still make them aliens.
Yeah. They just live with us. I go back and forth on believing in aliens and stuff, because it's a big universe, so I'm pretty sure there's life other places, but...
I would like to think that there's life in other places.
Yeah, like Earth can't be the only place.
I mean, they found, because we live in a galaxy?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Like the Milky Way?
Yeah, we live in the Milky Way galaxy.
Yes. So we have, right? There's like a billion galaxies, like an infinite amount of galaxies in our universe.
Yeah.
Right? Like they took a picture and they could see all the different galaxies and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Like the Hubble telescope. They looked at like this black spot in space and then they found like a bunch of different galaxies.
Right. But the black spot was like as big as like a dime.
Yeah.
Right? So if there's like a billion galaxies in the area of a dime,
like the night sky is pretty big, guys.
Then that means, right, there's got to be like,
there's a lot of galaxies out there, then.
Zillions, trillions, whatever. I don't know what the biggest number is for this. Of dime-sized billion galaxies.
You're close to infinity right now.
There's an infinite amount. There's so many. Like, we can't even number it.
Mm-hmm.
And on one of those places, one of those galaxies, there has to be life.
There's got to be.
Whether it's human or not.
But there's some form of life, whether it's just, like, bacteria or whatever. Or it is like a human being. And they're talking about the same thing right now. They're wondering if there is life other places too.
So that's why I pose the question, what if we are the aliens? Because they know, right? Scientists have found that there are places, there are stars that are older than like our sun, the Earth.
And they have planets that are like watery.
Like some of the stars that we see are actually dead. Like they no longer exist, but we are still seeing the light because it's traveling from thousands of light years away.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, I mean, if that star is already dead and gone, there had to have been a planet that was formed around the same time.
Yeah, I would think so.
And maybe it had life forms. And if it had a life form on there, I feel like that would make us the aliens.
So I don't think this question is what if we are aliens. It pretty much is we are aliens. It's not a question anymore. We are aliens.
We just proved it. Science. It's
most likely.
I don't teach science, but I just taught you something. You're an alien.
We all are. You're welcome.
This is not scientific. Please don't tell your parents.
And if you're an alien out there listening to this who looks like a human, then
don't come and get me.
Yeah.
I want to live longer. I have a family. I have a wife and 6 kids. Please don't abduct me.
But we want to meet you. Because you're an alien.
He does. I don't.
Okay.
I'm good. You can experiment on him. I got 5 others.
Mm-hmm.
He looks just like me, so it'd be like you're taking me. I think we're done with that question.
Yeah.
We've gone as far as we can. We are the aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the aliens are the ones who cut the power off.
And then
they experiment by raining Kool-Aid on us.
If we're just their lab rats and they're just seeing, what if we turn all the power off? And then if we start like raining different things.
What if we are alien lab rats? This is a total experiment right now and we don't even know it.
Mm-hmm. Like the Truman Show. And they're just looking down at us. And then
but that wasn't an experiment though. They were trying to control.
Okay. Well.
His whole life.
Similar to that, I guess. We're living in this globe.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
And the aliens are looking and controlling our life in a way.
Right? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Or not. You know. Maybe there aren't any.
There are no aliens. Rain is water. Power will continue to go on forever.
Except for who knows when. Cause...
until a giant solar flare from the sun comes and shuts down all the power. You know what's funny about this is that we were just talking about this. So my mother-in-law was over, and we were talking about this. She was like, "What are those things called? What are the EMP, electromagnetic pulse?
Yep.
And they could shut down power." We were just talking about that. So I think it's really funny.
And I think the only reason like we came up with this question is because the power went out like recently.
Yes.
And that was kind of...
And the power went out. That's right. The power went out. And the only reason I woke up is because my phone was charged. Mm-hmm. So the alarm went off.
Mm-hmm.
But it
was dead silent. So I woke up immediately because like my ears started to ring and stuff. Because it was...
That's weird.
Yeah, I know. Me and Mom are weird. But we woke up and it was completely dark. I couldn't see the hand in front of my face, which was kind of scary. But I couldn't hear anything. So then all of a sudden...
I can't see my hand in front of my face, period.
Yeah, well...
I'm blind. I got glasses on.
Yeah, your eyes are pretty bad.
So I pretty much pretend I'm blind when I wake up in the morning. I just keep my eyes shut. I get practice in before the day that I actually go blind. Can't get me because I practiced. I know how many steps it takes to my closet, to the toilet, to my sink.
Some mornings you just wake up and you keep your eyes closed and see how far you can make it.
Yeah, I could get ready. I could get ready. Completely get ready with my eyes closed.
Okay, we have to try that someday. But
I could probably walk out the door of the house after I get ready with my eyes completely closed. There's only one time I ran into the wall. But I remembered after that.
He won't run into the wall ever again.
Nope. Gotta keep track of how many steps you take.
What if we move? What if we move houses and then you go blind? Like the couple days after we move in.
I'm never moving. I figured this place out. All right. Well, those are our three questions. So leave us comments, right? Go on Instagram, Anchor, email us, whatever, right? What if we lost power forever? What if rain wasn't water? What if we are the aliens? We want to know your thoughts, your opinions. Right, so go ahead and leave those for us. Thank you, Cohen, for being on the show.
You're welcome.
I hope you had fun.
I did, actually.
Right? I think this was fun discussing some of these things with you, especially having a teenage perspective.
Thanks. Whatever. I'll have to be on the show again sometime.
I think it's good because Mom and I think alike.
Oh, yeah. But we're kind of different sometimes.
But the same. All at the same time. Maybe you're an alien. Right? But thank you again for being on the show. Thank you guys for listening on Christmas Day. Again, Merry Christmas. Hope you are enjoying your families, enjoying your toys, gifts, clothes, whatever it is that you got. If you're feeling... like you're still in the giving mood, right? Go to anchor.fm/Massa Miranda. That's anchor, anchor.fm/Massa Miranda Show. And support the show, right? Again, we're trying to do some things on Instagram, possibly on YouTube and things like that. And so, supporting us will allow us to do those things in the future, especially in the new year. We've got things that we want to do, but we can't do it without your support. And so again, thank you to Cohen for being on the show. Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.